So how might we break through the deafness?
Well, first, as a little sign on my desk in my office says, have you prayed about it? Now, we celebrated the novena to St. Monica for lost souls at the end of August. If we follow her example of persevering prayer, we will surely win God's grace to open the ears and loosen the tongues of other human beings, just as her prayers opened the way to faith for her husband, Patricius, and her son, St. Augustine. So prayer first. Second, we will be with people at times who are suffering from a great disappointment or a loss. We are not ourselves immune to those experiences, right? If we truly are following Jesus Christ, we will have felt his compassion and love in those hard moments of our lives. So like the Lord took the deaf mute apart, take that person aside and, listening to his or her story, tell him yours. Explain how the Lord in his kindness helped you in your difficulty. Personal witness of this kind can open up a person to hear the gospel. A priest I knew who was an alcoholic in recovery spent hours in his office and on the phone listening to people concerned about an alcoholic family member or good friend. His own experience enabled him to relate to their situation and to offer useful advice. Third, I think there are times to shout Ephphatha, that is, be opened, when someone, especially in a public setting, says outrageously wrong things about our faith. We have to have the knowledge and the courage to speak up and say the truth.